Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I'm a recently divorced middle-aged man, and although I'm not interested in getting involved in another relationship, I'm still very interested in having sex. I'm thinking about visiting a legal brothel in Nevada, but I'm wondering what the risks are in terms of contracting a sexually transmitted disease from a sex worker.
There are a few places in the United States in which prostitution is legal, but Nevada, or at least a few counties in Nevada, is one such place. As of now, prostitution is legal in just a few places in Nevada and only in organized brothels. Prostitutes who work at legal brothels are required to be regularly tested for infections. My understanding is that the current requirements include having prostitutes get tested for chlamydia and gonorrhea on a weekly basis and having them get tested for HIV and syphilis on a monthly basis. If they are found to have chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis, all of which are curable infections, then they have to stay out of work until they've been treated and tested again and found to be negative for the infection on retesting. If they are found to have HIV, my understanding is that they can no longer legally work as a prostitute in Nevada. As a result, the risks of contracting HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, or gonorrhea from a prostitute who is working legally in Nevada and complying with regular testing requirements are very low. After all, prostitutes are also required to use condoms, which greatly reduces the risk of passing infections between partners. That said, prostitutes are not tested for all infections. For example, they are not required to be tested for herpes or for the human papillomavirus, HPV, and condoms cannot adequately protect against either of these. In some convenient sample studies of sex workers, high rates of herpes have been found. If you do not already have herpes, you may want to consider whether this is a risk that you're willing to take in order to have sex with a prostitute. There are, of course, other options for being sexual with people. Even if you do not want to become involved in another relationship, you may find someone who shares your feelings, a friends with benefits partner, for example, who would like to be sexually intimate but who does not want a more committed relationship at this time. If you find a partner who has similar desires, you could arrange to get tested together for various sexually transmissible infections, also called STIs, and take it from there. If you have any questions about your personal health, we recommend that you check in with a healthcare provider.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.